Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, January 22nd. From Capitol coverage, Colorado Democrats have unveiled a bill that they say could lower the costs of prescription drugs. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Consumers would not immediately see any savings at the pharmacy. Instead, it would require drug companies to tell the state when they are increasing their prices and explain why. Lawmakers hope having more data about the pharmaceutical industry will help them learn what is behind the price increases. State Senator Joanne Janal is sponsoring the measure.
The status quo of prescription drug prices is incredibly dangerous. People who need treatment are being forced to choose between their health and their economic survival.
Previous efforts to bring more transparency to drug prices in Colorado have failed. The bill's sponsors could not explain how their latest bill is different from previous versions. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And in a follow-up to that story, the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel is reporting that a lawmaker from the Western Slope has been appointed to a powerful committee at the State House. Representative Julie McCluskey, who represents Summit County and the eastern half of Delta County, was named Tuesday to the powerful Joint Budget Committee. Also on that panel is Carbondale Republican Bob Rankin. McCluskey, in her first term at the state capitol, replaces Representative Chris Hansen, who was recently appointed to fill a vacancy in the Colorado Senate after the resignation of Senator Lois Cort. McCluskey's appointment to the Joint Budget Committee will leave an opening on the coveted House Rural Affairs and Agricultural Committee, which already has three other Western Slope lawmakers, Republican Representatives Perry Will of Newcastle and Mark Catlin of Montrose. Representative Dylan Roberts, the Democrat from Avon, serves as its chairman. McCluskey also will give up her seat on the House Education Committee, but will retain her position on the House Appropriations Committee. The Joint Budget Committee is made up of three members each from the House and the Senate, spending all of its time drafting the state's spending plan for the ensuing fiscal year, which begins on July 1st. As a result, other lawmakers, lobbyists, state agencies, and special interest groups constantly approach them to get funding. House Speaker Casey Becker, Democrat from Boulder, said she appointed McCluskey to the Joint Budget Committee because of her history of working with all members of the legislature, regardless of political affiliation. Before being elected to the legislature in 2018, McCluskey spent more than a decade working for the Summit County School District as a strategic communications specialist. She also served as director of communications for former Lieutenant Governor Joseph Garcia during former Governor John Hickenlooper's first term in office. Next, we have a story from the Montrose Daily Press. Hundreds of Gunnison County residents were summoned for jury selection last week in the trial of a woman accused in the 2017 deaths of two young sisters. Madani Seuss was originally charged in San Miguel County in the deaths of Michaela Roberts, aged 10, and Hannah Marshall, aged 8. Due to the high volume of the jury pool, nearly 600 people were summoned, the selection took place at the Fred Field Center and began last Monday. Seuss's case was originally set to take place in Montrose County. However, it was moved to Gunnison County in the fall of 2019 because of the availability of a larger court facility and a wider jury pool. Seuss is charged with first-degree murder and fatal child abuse for the deaths of the children, whose bodies were found in an abandoned tarp-covered car on a farm outside of Norwood. Seuss is one of five individuals charged in the case. News reports of the related cases described Seuss as an apparent spiritual leader of a traveling doomsday cult, who allegedly ordered the girls to be kept in the car without food or water to purify them. By the time they were found in September of 2017, their bodies were badly decomposed, making the exact cause of death difficult to determine. However, it is most likely the sisters died of heat, dehydration, and starvation. The other defendants who were charged in the deaths are Seuss's husband, Ashford Archer, the girl's mother, Nishika Bramble, Frederick Blair, and Ika Eden. Archer was convicted of 2 counts of child abuse resulting in death and sentenced to 24 years in prison in June of 2019. He plans to appeal. Bramble was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole in October of 2019 on 2 counts of first-degree murder and 2 counts of child abuse resulting in death. Blair was sentenced to 12 years in October of 2019 after pleading guilty to an accessory charge. Eden was deemed legally incompetent to face trial for charges of fatal child abuse. Given that Bramble and Archer had jury trials in Montrose County, Seuss's case called for a new jury pool. Opening arguments began a week ago at the Gunnison County Courthouse, and the trial is expected to run for 3 weeks. And last today, here's a midweek sports story for you from the Denver Post. The first Colorado Rocky to enter the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, was named on Tuesday. Larry Walker, a native of Canada and a veteran of 10 baseball seasons in Colorado, became the first Rocky and the second Canadian ever to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Walker will be formally inducted on July 26th. A native of Maple Ridge, British Columbia, Walker grew up wanting to be a professional hockey player, but his natural baseball skills were something to behold. Walker became only the second Canadian-born player elected to the Hall, along with Ferguson Jenkins, a Chatham, Ontario native who was inducted in 1991. Walker hit for power and average, ran the bases well, and won 7 gold gloves as a right fielder. During his prime with the Rockies, he was the rarest of the rare, a true 5-tool player. Walker began his career with the Montreal Expos in August of 1989. He joined the Rockies as a free agent in 1995 and played in Colorado until he was traded to St. Louis in August of 2004. Over 17 total seasons, Walker posted a batting average of .313, had 383 home runs and 471 doubles. He also stole 230 bases. Walker is the franchise leader in batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage, and ranks second all-time behind Rockies legend Todd Helton in runs, hits, doubles, and home runs. Walker won the National League MVP in 1997, the only Rockies player to ever win that award. The Rockies announced they will retire Walker's number 33, joining Helton's number 17 as the only Colorado players to have their numbers retired. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, January 22nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.